Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Ron Amatron Healing Show, or Creation Lightship Healing, I guess we're called on BBS, and we're on Station 2 tonight, and we finally reached the infamous December 21st, 2012. So I hope that you're all still here with us and have been running lots of clearings today. So let's see. Are you there, Ron? We might as well just jump on right in with you.
Yeah, so I'll say... Hi to all the clones, hello. And if you're not, then hello, humans. If you are a clone and you don't have much of a memory, no, the way you can tell is that if your memory, it only goes back maybe a half a week. So, think about that. And we can probably put a spirit into your body, if you like, and make the body of light. So, we'll be working on that shortly here with some clearings for the cloned. Replacements here, and you know, if you're a clone and you want to know where the other body went, your guess is as good as mine. So back to you, Carrie.
All right, well, hopefully the bulk of the listeners, if not all, have been doing the clearings that Ron's been recommending for a long, long time prior to today, and that we're all our real selves, and we've been doing the 2012 abduction barcode and the Be Here Now and the free ones that Ron gives us, which include the Earth Protection Timeline Crash, which stops a lot of these races coming in. And all of these, if you're new, are available at creationlightship.com. So Linda was mentioning Ron on the fast chat a couple of pages ago on the fast chat that she was feeling really agitated today before the entity call, and then the entity call smoothed her all out. She feels great now, so she was saying thank you for that. And Jeremiah had an interesting comment that he typed in. He said he changed the date on his phone and went straight from the 20th to the 22nd and skipped the date altogether, which is a really good idea. I wish I thought of that. And he's also been clearing the date with the natal barcode clearing, which is something you've been recommending we do for a while now. So, let's see. I am looking to see if we have any questions yet. We would love callers. If you'd like to type into the fast chat rather than call, that's fine. But if you'd like to call, we're on Station 2 tonight, and I'll give the numbers out for that in just a sec. And we'd love to hear from anybody who did notice anything strange today, and you would like to report in about that. Linda's already typed in what she was feeling, and... let us know what clearings you did and how it helped you today, get through today. So the numbers are, for those of us in the U.S. and Canada, the toll-free number is 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471. And if you're outside of the U.S. and Canada, you can, let's see, hop down to line 3 and do the country code for the U.S. and then area code 530-513-6472, 530-513-6472. So we'd love to have a few callers tonight and let us know what you did in preparation for today. And, of course, it's also Paranormal Friday, so if you have any other weird and wonderful tales to share, we'd love to have your calls on that topic, too. So what do you think about that, Ron, what Jeremiah did, moved the date on his phone to just completely skip today's date and went straight to the 22nd?
I think that's pretty unique.
I
think
know,
somebody
I
else.
I just thought of it.
Yeah, we did that on one of the days, too, quite a while ago. What it was, I forgot, you know, what it was that we switched on, too, but this was quite interesting. So
yeah.
I think it's 9/11. Yeah, the people were didn't want to get the 9/11 energy, so they just deleted 9/11 and went into another date. So very interesting. Just went into 9/12.
Yeah.
That's 9/12 for 2 days.
Yeah.
That way the people would not, you know, give you the energy and the programs of 9/11. So we could do a crash today. We should probably do that. I guess everybody's probably waiting for me to do a timeline crash on the 21st here. So here we go, everybody. Already yawning here. So here we go. Crashing the number 12. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, man. Okay, now the 21st. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so see how that's doing for everybody. And now we're going to do the 2012. So we'll do the 21st, the 20th. We'll do the 20 first. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we'll do the 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Now we will see how everybody's doing right now. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And, of course, we can all timeline crash this date ourselves, excuse me, by going onto creationlightship.com and buying the timeline crash clearing, which is a very inexpensive one considering all the stuff that it does on that page involved in crashing timelines. Ron Pete has a question pertaining to the Ascension barcode clearing, the 2012 Ascension barcode clearing, and this is kind of important. So, you know, I mentioned hopefully that we've all been doing that in the lead up to today, and in Australia it's already the 22nd, and so he's wondering if he should keep using that clearing and keep clearing barcodes for the different races.
Yes, I would probably recommend doing that because they're still probably lurking. So, yes, I would do that definitely. I would keep the clearing going, and hopefully you may start to feel less energies on it. So, yes, I would keep it going even though it's after the 21st where you are. Definitely do that.
Yeah.
Well, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, there are quite a few people mentioning what they were doing today. Some people doing the Mind to Heart drop. Liz saying she was running the Be Here Now all day, and also the Earth Protection Timeline crash. And my fast chat has just frozen up. And I know there was some other things that people were saying. So it looks like a lot of people have been doing what we need to do to be here now and stay present through this period, which is great. Pete was doing the Orion one last night, and he's saying he feels more at ease, and he he's saying thank you. I'm trying to refresh the boss chat now because I know there are some questions that that I need to grab, Ron, but it's not working for me right now. So Jeremiah's mentioning something about having 14 windows up at a time on the alien all parallel clearing too. So he's clearing his clones that are living on other timelines, which is also another very important thing to do. We were mentioning that clearing maybe about a week ago, I think, on one of the shows. Is there anything else you want to do around today, Ron, while I try and get this fast chat working?
Let's just do a clearing here for anxiety. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, getting heavier, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. Okay, another anxiety clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's hope that that's helped all your people out there with your anxieties that you could have. And you might be even possibly having an entity come in as you're out and about, and the entity now is giving you the anxiety. So let's do an entity clearing for anxiety. Here we go. We'll see if you have one or two of these. So releasing that. So counting to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. Adios, amigos. So we'll see how you guys are feeling. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Excuse me. So Ken is asking, has a question about the 2012 Ascension barcode clearing, and he's asking, will it work for future alien abduction?
Yeah, it could, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
That would be a yes.
Yeah. So in other words, if we have an abduction barcode on us, we can do that clearing. We can continue to use that clearing. It's called the 2012 because of the anticipation of what might be taking place today. But it's you know, obviously there are going to be races that aren't tied into the December 21st date who do abduct us. There's a long list of races now on that page, and Ron has suggested that we look through that list and see which ones jump out at us. If you want to take the time to do them all, that would be great. There's also the section, the title Unknown. So obviously we don't know the name of every single race or haven't given a name to every single race that's interacting with us and with the Earth. I've done a bunch just under the title of Unknown, as well as specific races. So do keep plugging away at that one, everybody. Today's not the only day that was possibly going to be a big abduction day. So so the answer to your question, Ken, then, is yes. Okay. So, Ron, that anxiety clearing that you did, was that just anxiety around today or anxiety in general that you were clearing?
It would just be probably a general one. I was sort of looking at the November stuff going on.
Okay.
People, SCAD members, yeah, Thanksgiving, and that could still be hanging on to you, along with other energies, so plus Christmas here. Everybody may be able to see a change. Hopefully you're feeling better. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. Liz is asking for a sample entity clearing for entities that like to eat junk food. And of course, you had your entity clearing today. Ron has a conference call entity clearing every Friday, as many of you know. And so I think you were doing organs and body parts and stuff today, Ron, and Liz is wondering about entities, if you could do a sample for entities that clear, that like junk food.
Sure, here we go. So junk food entities. Oh, boy. Here we go.
Uh-huh.
I like this one. So see how effective it is. I need everybody to go out there and get their favorite junk food. And I still like a couple of my little bars that I eat, little candy bars and things, so I won't get them. Anyway, I like the Zone bar. It may not be good for me, but it sure tastes good. But anyway, I'll leave that in my drawer. But you can get your own treat, whatever it is, potato chips or Cheetos or something. And here we go, everybody. And put that in front of you right now and see if you has the saliva coming down like a dog, you know, ready to get, you know, its favorite food. Is the saliva is drooling. See if you feel that coming into yourself now. And you can't wait to eat that particular thing. You might even be a smoker, possibly, and that could be another thing you want to get rid of, too, smoking. So whatever's going on in your life, just put that stuff in front of you. Be like drinking a lot of coffee, you know. So just pour yourself a cup of coffee right now, and we'll just continue talking for a couple of minutes so you can get your favorite vices. And if you have more than one, line them up in front of you. And I'll turn it back over to you, Carrie. Maybe you can tap dance or something.
Tap dance, right? Okay. Well, my fast chat seems to be working again, so I'm whizzing through trying to find the next question. We've got one from Marie about the Ascension barcode, but I just want to mention regarding entities, there is the whole life entity clearing available on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and there's also the unlimited add-on available, as there is for all the whole life clearings, for an additional $50. So if you have a specific entity problem like junk food, you can use the custom box on there and do your whole life and keep updated. If you suddenly become a potato chip fiend and you never used to be, you can use the unlimited feature of that clearing to clear those entities. So let's see. Are you ready for the next question, Ron?
Oh, bringing the Star of Bethlehem for everybody.
Okay.
Oh, you would like that? Here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody, there we go. And the energy is here. Just see how it's affecting you, relating to you here. And again, do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, okay? So hopefully you're feeling this wonderful energy. Bethlehem comes into you, around you, and again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so I think you probably all have your favorite particular food in front of you that you like to eat, or whatever that would be. And here we go. Oh. Boy. Release that energy. If you have more than one, I'll do three of them here. You may have three things. If you have more than three, then let me know. The first one, here we go. So 1, releasing it. 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So I'll see how that one feels for you. And your next situation, what you want to eat or whatever. Here we go. So releasing that energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And number three. Here we go. Releasing that energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. Again, one, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So we'll see how you're doing. See if you want to have that energy. And see, it went away. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, looks like that's going to be a popular one, Ron. Iron Man says Pringles and chocolate pound cake are his weakness. Liz has a problem with popcorn and chocolate. And Jim has a frozen yogurt problem. Oh, Betty, chocolates, eating half the box already today. My goodness, okay. Yeah, I'm having a pumpkin pie problem in the last few weeks myself, although I don't mind. So, okay, I have a few more questions, Ron. Going back to the 2012 Ascension barcode clearing, Marie is asking if it's okay if we do each section of that for 1 hour. Right now they're set at 3 hours. There are three steps of 3 hours and then a one-hour spirit infusion. So is it okay or not okay for us to change the timer on that to 1 hour from 3 hours?
Yes, yeah, I don't see why not. You could do that, sure.
Okay. All right. And then, oh, there we go. We have a beep. We have a caller. Hi, who's on the line?
Hey, okay, I have an echo, but I've observed something while doing deliveries, because I deliver pizza. Maybe out of like the 12 deliveries approximately I do per day, maybe three of them, the customers who always forget to give me back my pen. I just thought that was very interesting. If the light chip wants to look into that, they can. If not, that's okay. I also noticed that a lot of the addresses, especially for major churches and apartment complexes, they're very easy to remember, like 11110 or 1500. I'm not sure. It seems like an easy way to target a lot of people at one time if, I guess, aliens use some kind of numerical targeting system. And also, same thing with grocery stores and such. And also, usually it's the same streets. It may also be the same customers, but usually I pass a lot of streets and never see anybody order from there. And then it's the other streets that I always go to. And so it's just interesting. You pass by streets, nobody orders from those streets, but then it's always specific streets that multiple people order from. So, I mean, I don't know how that works. I've worked with different pizza companies before. I don't know if somehow the aliens have a setup that, different specific areas go for specific pizza companies so people, you know, retain their jobs and so business keeps going. It's high-tech stuff if they have a setup like that. And I'll just leave it at that.
Wow, that's something. Very interesting, yeah. What we're talking about is like the natal chart energies, keywords. Well, it's just the energy that's there. Wow, this is very interesting. Very interesting that they have certain numbers that relate to churches. So next time you go by a church, get their addresses, everybody. Just see if it's something that seems to be a repeating number or something that seems maybe very simple to remember. Never know what's out there in the beyondo, what they're doing. Oh, back to you, Carrie. Thank you for calling. That's very interesting.
Okay, thank you. So, let's see. Sharina is wondering if the Ascension 2012 barcode can be used in the unlimited form, and it can. There's no, I think once you have the code for that, that's kind of a forever clearing now. Ron changed that a while back and dropped the price and added all the races. So, yeah, just crank away at that thing. Lynn was asking the cost on the January 6th Plant Your Seeds of Intention conference call, Sunday, January 6th, and that's a $20 conference goal, and Ron will be bringing in case any of you don't know about it. This is the once-a-year call at the beginning of the year when Ron brings in the 12 energies month by month that will be here on the planet through 2013. And also, Ron will be activating a week's worth of water charging for us. So you can sign up for that. I know the notices have gone out on that, so you can sign up for that anytime through creationlightship.com, $20. So it'll be at 1 p.m. Pacific on January the 6th, which is the first Sunday in 2013. You want to add anything to that, Ron, that I maybe missed here?
No, it's a great call. It's a lot of fun, in fact. Feel the energies, and it's very peaceful. So the ones that we've done so far, I mean, it's something to look forward to. Well, I enjoy that.
Yeah, and it's interesting to take some notes and look back later in the year and see if your month felt the way the energy felt when Ron brought it in. It's always interesting to do that little experiment. So we have some junk food comments, Ron. Sheldon's wondering what to do with his fudge brownies. Should he give them to the neighbor? I guess he doesn't want them. I guess the clearing worked for Sheldon. And then Kevin is saying that his soda pop tastes too sweet now. And Anna says that it felt like she was activating her chocolate bar.
We did that for entities. Let's get rid of a clone that might like something.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you got one of your clones hanging out that wants to eat something. What happened in New York when I was back there, I don't know, maybe a year ago or longer, when I first started doing the clone healings, we were with a lady at, I guess it was called a Europan, and she got one of those cupcakes with about an inch of frosting on it. She's eating it, and started doing the decloning process on her, taking them out one by one. And I don't know how many I took out. I'll just say maybe 100. And her face changed color a little bit. Then she went to bite her cupcake with all the frosting, and she spit it out. Well, that was quite interesting. I don't know why I'm eating this crappy thing, you know. It's bad for me, you know, but the clone wanted it. Well, let's do a clone energy release here. So you might get something else, something maybe more critical. And we'll see what happens. But just think of something that might be of a very high concern for you. So just find something. Want to get rid of, and we'll get rid of the clone replica. So here we go, everybody. Facing that from you. The one that's now looking at something in front of you that wants to eat it or do something. So 1, 2, 3. Oh boy, 4, and 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So that one is gone. Well, now I'll just see how you're doing. Want to have that particular that you wanted, whatever that would be. Hopefully it's gone. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. So we have a timeline crashing question from Iron Man, and he's wondering about when other people do timeline crashes, could it result in some of the ones he's living on being cleared?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. So whenever you do a timeline crash, you may have even people that you know on it also getting taken off the timeline. Or you might just all of a sudden feel some kind of relief knowing where it came from. And that's because somebody did a timeline crash and you happen to be on there. Got returned back to yourself. Oh, that's very good. Yes, that is correct. You may feel yourself getting taken off a timeline. If all of a sudden your day changes instantly and you feel better. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I'm pretty sure there was a little beep snuck in there, I think. I heard one. Is somebody on the line? Hi, do we have a caller? Maybe not. Did you hear anything, Ron?
I heard a little beep, but...
A little beep. I know, it was a little beep. Okay, well, hopefully they're not speaking and we don't hear them, but if you are...
Hi, this is Ezra.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. So, Israel, I guess you weren't there when BBS went to grab your call, so do call back in if you would. That would be great. And in the meantime, Ron, we have a strange experience that Stephanie has had, and she's, I guess, wondering if you could give her a little input on this. She says she woke up with a small scratch on her left side this morning, or I assume it was this morning. And so she's wondering if there are any clearings she should do for that, or if you sense it needs anything.
Oh, God. Okay. Here we go. Let's get rid of that energy here. And I'm going to pull out this little critter that probably came in. That's what I'm looking at here. Here we go. Releasing this. One. Oh, two, three, four, and five. There, it's gone. Oh. If you have a little blemish or something, and maybe you are curious if something is attached to you, do that. We'll see what happens here. So I'm going to look at it, and we're going to release some energy. Here we go. So one. Oh, boy. Two. Three. Four. Five, and they may make you itch even. Six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And one. Oh boy, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and okay. Well, let's just see how everybody's doing here. Oh, we get on the fast chat here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thanks, Ron. There are quite a few questions, comments from the clone release you did. Anna says, I often feel a flutter in my heart. Is that a good thing? It feels as if I'm getting more in tune with heart-centeredness. So is that a good thing? Ron, that she feels a flutter in her heart when you do the clone releasing?
Yeah, it means that it's being released more than likely, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I would say that would probably be correct, yes.
And Liz is saying she's feeling lightheaded with that one. And Joseph said he says, that is weird. I feel a shift in movement as you're doing the release. And he says, I guess it wasn't me eating French fries. And then there's more. I'm going on the next page. No, maybe there isn't. Okay, so I thought there was another line that he was saying he was feeling weird holding the French fry. Maybe I lost that page. So looks like quite a few people felt that one. That's great. So just a reminder, Ron does have the decloning calls every week. That's Thursday, right, that one, Ron?
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
So that's about an hour and a half that call usually goes, where you can get decloned. Many, many, many clones released on those calls. So if you're not on those, they're $20 once a week on Thursdays at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern, and very, very well worth getting on. If you felt that clone release just now and you haven't been on those, you might want to try that Thursday afternoon, evening call. So let's see, what else do we have here? Stephanie, we did Stephanie Scratch.
How she's doing.
Yeah, did you feel that, Stephanie? Maybe you want to call in or type in? Oh, thank you very much, Ron, she says. I see that. So probably you felt that getting released. a reminder here from Anna that we need to do the New Earth Transport clearing for all the online clearings we do. I always feel like I don't talk about this enough, especially if you're new, you might not know about it, but that is a clearing. It's basically free, but the way the page got set up, you just have to pay one penny for it. Then once you've got the codes, you don't need to keep doing that. Just keep using the codes over and over. And so that's for every online clearing that you do on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. You need to then take the title of that and put it into the New Earth Transport Clearing or Transfer Clearing. And get the energy of you that was retrieved during that online clearing put over onto the New Earth, which is like a temporary holding place, safe haven type place in the light where the dark cannot re-abduct those pieces of us. So this New Earth is not the Earth or an Earth that might be re-manifested somewhere else. It's just a temporary until ascension location to hold the pieces of us so the light is found through the clearings that we do online. Anything that is a sample on the radio show or on any of Ron's conference calls or the intensive or in a private session with Ron, any of those retrieved pieces of our body or our spirit will automatically be put over to the New Earth. So, okay, let's look here. Jack is saying that something jumped out of the top of his back, under his neck, with that critter release that you did for us, Ron, initiated by Stephanie's scratch on her left side. Amy said she's buzzing, and Tom had a lot of yawning, so looks like a lot of people had something released from their bodies from that one. So let me see. Oh, Bart has a question about clones, Ron. I guess he's wondering where they come from.
Where does what come from?
Where do clones come from? Why do we have clones? Where are they from?
From the beyond, though. Unless you happen to connect it to some organization that's underground here. So basically, they're replicas of you. Those replicas look like you, think like you, talk like you. And unfortunately, they come and go every 10 minutes. Why people change their personalities a lot. So the beyond, though, the aliens make the replicas of you. That's probably the answer that you need there. Have no control over it unless you stay in the moment. And you don't need. And if you don't think, then you're fine. Not thinking, then they cannot come into you because they don't have emotions. That's the unfortunate thing that we'll kind of need to know. They come and go every 10 minutes. So hopefully we're able to stay and keep your consciousness. Otherwise, you can and will get cloned out. How that happens when you're not thinking a lot of different things happening in your life. They come in and they can take you sideways, and also they can bring in the energy of what I call the Langoliers. So you're dealing with something and stuff starts to happen, and then all of a sudden start to go kind of sideways, and they bring in different programs to take you away from what you're doing. That's what happens. Oh, back to you, Gary.
Oh, Okay, and Ron, I'm just going to describe your word, the biondo, just for Bart or anyone else who hasn't heard you talk a lot. Ron uses the word biondo to describe the dark side universe, where we're living in an overlap here of the creation of light and then a second totally separate creation that Ron calls the dark, that has invaded the territory of light, including the area where our planet Earth and we live. So when Ron says the biondo, he's talking about the dark, being lost in the dark, which is where we get taken when we get abducted, spirit and or body or both. So Ron, we got a question from Kim, and she's got painful wrists, and she's wondering what clearing she needs to do. She's having trouble holding her baby because her wrists are hurting. So I wondered if you could take
That'd probably be maybe joints. Maybe, you know, those critters, alien critters in the joints could be part of the problem here. That's what I would sort of think, joint-related situations. Any ideas out there, Carrie? Do you think so?
You know, when I read it, what popped into, what the thought that popped into my head was something to do with past life broken wrists. Don't know if that's right or not, but that's what kept popping into my head. Clearing-wise, something from the body jumpstart would be good as well, possibly. Joints are in the body system rejuvenation clearing, I think. And then the critters, would be the alien attack page or the 8-hour intensives that Ron has on Sundays. So several different ways you could go with that. I don't know. Can you look at specifically her wrists and see which of those would be best for her to focus on?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now here. So
okay.
Let's first take out some critters here. Oh, here we go. So, one, two, three. The critters normally are the little energies that go into your wrist, look like caterpillars. So, one, two, three, boy, four. Oh, yeah, five. Yeah, I think that's probably some of the stuff here. Six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, am I going to move your wrist, see how you feel? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Get rid of some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, getting rid of some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. See if your wrists are any better. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. That was weird. I'm feeling that on my face. That one. That's really peculiar. Okay. All right. So we have a question. Oh, gosh. It's 10-2 already. We have a question from Parker about the clone calls and the entity calls. Ron, he's asking, can we think of bad habits we want to break on the entity and clone calls? Hey there. I think you might be on mute.
Yeah. You can also, on the calls, I do select different things, but you can also pick your own if you wish.
Okay.
And sometimes it can be very disconcerting you know, as we do things and all of a sudden start feeling weird stuff happening to you. And definitely is kind of... Well, you know that it's working because you start feeling things. Let's put it that way. And unfortunately, the when you feel something, just like we did now, you wonder, what the heck is this? And you may not know what this is, but you know that you don't want it. So you might get on the call and request things. Normally you just do body parts for most people and situations. But it's all very, very good, because you're going to start to feel better after each one. We'll see what everybody's doing now with the wrist energy, and maybe finger energies, knuckles, etc. Back to you.
Okay. Thanks for that, Ron. I'm just refreshing the boss chat here. There's a second part to Parker's question, and he's asking the second part, what is the best way to set New Year's resolutions?
Well, we have the call coming up where you can actually experience the energies. The energies are so nice because you can actually sense what's going on in the upcoming month. So that's why we have it. But maybe focus on that possibly. That's a $20 call, water charging on it, and it'll be the first, I think it's Sunday, I believe.
Yes,
in January.
Fifth.
So if you're interested in coming on a wonderful call, you can. Just mount it, and it's great. Back to you, Harry.
Okay. And I guess if you're trying to get rid of bad habits, if that's what you're referring to, Parker, with your New Year's resolutions, the self-empowerment clearing is probably another good one to use with that, because if you're feeling disempowered by your bad habits, you can go through that clearing and probably find areas that would free things up there too. So let's have a look. Trying to see where the comments are for the wrist clearing. Marcy says her wrists feel more free. That's the only one I'm seeing. Oh, so I guess Gabe must have felt something. Gabe's saying, so I had a caterpillar. Oh, and Gabe's big toe quit hurting. Oh, so maybe caterpillar came out of Gabe's big toe. I'm not sure. Excuse me. So,
another one?
Yeah.
Fun?
Another one. Or you.
Okay, here we go, everybody. Oh. Work with critters in our neck. And here we go. Here. So one, a lot of these things wiggling around. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we're going to do now to go a little bit further. We're going to release, let's release these energies here that are in our mouth, on our tongue. The critters on our tongue. So here we go. Stronger. Stronger. There we go. We're connected. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. We're rough here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, now see how your neck is feeling, everybody. It should feel a little better. Oh, back to you, Gary.
Okay, thank you, Ron. So just a reminder, if any of you are not familiar with this removal of what Ron calls critters, can't even say it, the invisible alien parasitic life forms that come in many, many forms and are living in our bodies, dying in our bodies, having wars in our bodies, and breeding in our bodies, and peeing and pooping in our bodies. We have the, Ron has the alien attack clearing, the alien attack page, very, very comprehensive page. It's $30 a month. You can go that route and have that up 24/7 on through Ron's website, creationlightship.com, or you can get on his monthly healing intensive calls. There's been one the Saturday 4-hour call and one of the Sunday 8-hour calls so far this month, but you can still come on board for December. There are two more still to go. Is that right, Ron? Two more? Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, there is. Uh-huh.
And those are the 8-hour on the lightship healing intensives. You can be on the conference call listening through the whole thing, absentee for the whole thing, or come and go as you wish. It's $200 for the month. And masses and masses of clearings go on where the lightship, light being doctors are removing these things from us while we're in quarantine on the lightship. And we're also up on the lightship all month, not just during those 8-hour periods. But during those 8-hour periods, you can listen to much of some of what's being cleared from us. And Ron does a lot of water charging on those calls, too. So if you're feeling these releases that Ron is doing right now on the show this evening, which are just tiny samples of what we all need, then you know that you do need this, and you can either get on the 8-hour Sunday intensives every month or 3 Sundays per month. And if you don't want to go that route, you can buy the Alien Attack page on his site, creationlightship.com. So, and there are other things that get cleared on that site, too. Implants, shapeshifters, all kinds of stuff on the Alien Attack page. But these critters are on there also. So let's see, Ron. I have almost the top of the hour. I know they told us we could go to 1 minute after today, but we have, I'm just trying to see what would be quick. Doina is wondering if there are any dark side ascensions planned in 2013. And
I don't know about that one.
Okay.
We'll find out in a few days here. Yeah, everything could be happening. So, as of right now, I'm not sure, but could have troubles. So, back to you.
Okay, so bottom line, just everybody keep using that 2012 Ascension barcode clearing. Just keep running that. Don't stop just because we've hit the 21st and moving into the 22nd, or in Pete's case down in Australia, already in the 22nd, or if you're in Europe, you're already in the 22nd too. Just keep running that. There's no need to stop because we don't really know. Bottom line is, who knows what's planned. So, we're hitting 1 minute after Ron, so I'm going to say thank you and good night to everybody. And tomorrow night, Station 2, Saturday night, live on the Lightship here on BBSRadio.com. And I'll say good night.
Hey. Hey, good night, everybody.